we've seen from Kevin King in his first couple months, and what can he do to get on the field a little bit more going forward in the season?
Kevin's coming. He's a smart kid that has the length, can run, he can bend, he can do all those things. So, you know, his time will come. You know, his time will come to get on the field. I'm not going to try to rush him. When he gets out there, he'll get out there.
There's a play he made, you know, on the play that ended up in by the pylon.
With him high and Morgan, I think all three joined in. That was a nice play, wasn't it?
Off like that, is that a hard play for him, or is that pretty basic? You know,
I mean, I would say it was a basic play. I mean, it's an instinctual play. It's something, you know, but, you know, guys make those plays. I wouldn't put too much to it. I just like the effort of all three guys, the play style of all three guys getting to there and making sure that ball wasn't complete. I like that from the defense.
Joe, the fact that you don't have to play Kevin, you know, 40, 50 snaps a game right now, what does that say about what the rest of your guys are doing?
I'm not thinking much about that because he might play 40 snaps this game. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, I'm not trying to – I know everybody wants to think about what happened last year, and I'm worried about the 2017 Green Bay Packers. That's all I care about. And how are we, the 2017 Green Bay Packers, going to go down here and beat the 2017 Atlanta Falcons? That's all that matters.
I know it seems like a million years ago, but back in the game here against Atlanta in 14, you end up putting Devon.
So you're going, I'm talking about the 17.
I know.
I'm
going way back.
Okay, you're going way back there. Okay.
But you end up putting Devon on Julio, and it worked out pretty well.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Height? Is that a factor, or is it just such ancient history that it's irrelevant?
It's just what you said. It's irrelevant, so we shouldn't even talk about it. I'm being honest with you. So that's 2014. That's a different team. That was different season. I'm worried about the 17 season.
Are there going to be games where, you know, maybe Rollins is outside and Randall is inside and instead of the way you had it that way? Or do you like just how that kind of?
I mean, like I said before, those guys have the ability to do both. How we see fit to deploy the men each week, you'll see on game day. But, you know, they have the ability to do both, you know, and we're going to have different matches throughout the year. So however Dom sees fit to deploy them, that's how we'll get it done.
How'd you feel Rollins fit there on Sunday?
I thought he did well. I thought he did a nice job of playing with extensions. I thought the whole group, the whole defense did a nice job of playing with the edge, playing fast. But he played off blocks with extensions really, really well. When he did pressure in the run game, he did a good job of, you know, doing what we asked him to do. So he had one leverage issue. Then when the ball got outside of him and House, that shouldn't happen. They both leveraged that ball wrong. But other than that, I thought the effort was what we were looking for.
With House and King, does having more size back there change what you guys can do schematically? Or is that
– No, we're going to do schematically what we do.
Yeah,
schematically, you have to ask Dom because I don't call plays, but we've done the same thing since 09, all right? If we've had whoever out there, if we've had Casey Hayward or Charles Woodson or Al or Sam, it's all the same.
Do you think having size back there would potentially change the results that you guys have seen?
Which results are you talking about?
I mean, the yards last year, do you think?
Well, we're talking that. There we go. Talking about 16 again. I want to talk about 17, all right? I saw that we can talk about the results from last game, I mean, 17, all right? I was pleased with those results, what we got from last week against Seattle, all right? But I'm not talking about 16, 15, 14, 10, none, anymore this year. So y'all can stop asking me about that, okay? Because I'm not going to talk about it.
And having a couple of new faces that weren't there, this is the first time they're in, you know, back here. In Green Bay, is that helping you with the?
Ask that question again. I didn't catch the beginning of it.
That one very well. With those guys, House and King specifically, you know, King being a rookie, House is coming back here for a couple of years away. Mm-hmm. They weren't here before. Is that that give you sort of a couple of fresh starts back there?
No, I mean I don't really understand the question because. To be honest with you, I might be slow, you know, so bear with me, but. I mean, this is, I'm going to say it again. This is 2000. Every team is different, okay? So you approach every team different. The guys that were here last year, D and Q, they're different than they were in 16. So everything's different, you know? And so having House back, that's great. Having Kevin here, that's great. The only thing that we're worried about is finding a way to go down here and win this football game. So, you know, I don't know if I can answer your question there because you know, I'm going to focus on one thing right now, you know, winning this game, you know, and I'm not worried about the past.
Joe,
yes, sir.
One thing that's not different is Julio Jones is a really good player.
He is. He's special.
Been a big admirer of him. So what kind of challenges does he present in 2017 for your guys?
You know, Julio is a guy that you have to respect because he's come in and he's learned how to run the route tree, which I talked about before. But he plays with such intensity, such anger. He's good. Like I said, he can run the whole route tree. He can catch the ball away from his body to make the difficult catch. After he catches the ball, he has a great stiff arm. He runs with power. He can run crossers. He can get vertical. There isn't anything that the man can't do. And so he gives defenses troubles because he's a guy a lot like Jordy where the deeper he gets down the field, the faster he gets. You know, he doesn't top out at 40 yards. He's, you know, consistently getting faster and faster. And so when you have some of these guys that might time at 4-3, they can't cover him vertically because they top out at 30 yards and he's still getting faster. And that's why you see Jordy get past people that might time faster than him, but he's a 100-meter runner than a 40-yard runner, you know. So that's how Jordy gets behind people, and that's how Julio gets behind people, you know. And he's just a special talent. So we're going to have to go out here and play. But he's not a one-man show. Sanu can play. Okay, I mean, they have a good group, and then the running backs run hard, and the quarterback is outstanding. They are a very good offense, and we have to play very, very well to go down there and get a W.
Can your guys put their hands on him, or is that a losing proposition?
We'll see. We're going to try. That's our style. I mean, you've asked for the past couple, you know, times me being up here about us getting our hands on people. I mean, that's our style. That's always been our style. And hopefully you saw some of it against Seattle and in the preseason games, and that's what we want to do. Are we going to get our hands on every time we're impressed? Nobody does, okay? But we want to, as much as possible, get our hands on people when we're impressed. When we're playing off, we're not. When we're in cover two, we want to. Depends on the technique that we're playing. We're going to try to get that done.
Challenge that Gabriel presents. He's kind of
their. Well, he's a shifty. You know, he's like you have the big guys, and then you have him with his speed, but he can get over the top of you. They like him in the speed sweep game, and so he's a quick guy that you better understand his ability and what he can do. You know, in the screen game and also getting vertical on you as well. So he's a good complement to the two bigger guys that they have.
Hey Joe, I have to reference 2016 in this question, but it's not about 2016.
Okay.
Gunter played a lot for you last year and did a lot of good things for you. I'm just wondering how, without betraying too much of the actual conversation, how difficult was it, you know, to say goodbye to a kid who really played his heart out for you and gave you everything he had?
I mean, it was hard for me. I mean, you know, I look at it like what I tell my kids, okay? When they're playing sports, you know, our daughters go to the same gym, and I tell them the number one thing I want them to be is a good teammate. And that's what he was first. He was a great teammate to everybody in there. The number two thing, I want you to work hard. Where he worked extremely hard, you know. The number three thing, I want you to be coachable, all right? He did everything I asked him to do, okay? Now, I tell my kids the number four thing, I don't want you to pout, all right? When I put him in those hard situations, he never complained. He just went and did it. Where some guys do complain and pout. And the last thing I tell my kids is to have fun. He brought great energy to that locker room, all right? So he's a great young man. It was hard for me to see him leave, but, you know, once a decision is made, it's made, and every decision that's made is made for the betterment of the Green Bay Packers. And so I'm glad that he got on with Carolina, talked with him, and he's going to be a player that plays a long time in this league, and he's just a good young man, and I was proud to be able to work with him the time that I did.